I think I got this thing turned on. We'll find out. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to God's house. It's good to see everybody here. I know Pastor Ronnie's not here. He's been under the weather. And of course, like I said earlier, Matt's on vacation. So we don't have the video feed working. I think I got the voice recorder thing going so they can at least do that. Title for today's message is going to be The Glory of God. When we look around at the world, we can't help but see God's glory shining through creation. The mountains, the rivers, the skies all reflect His majesty. This reminds us daily that God is the powerful creator of all things, and His handiwork reveals His glorious nature. We, as His creations, should look upon the beauty around us and give Him praise. As we witness the grandeur of His creation, let's remember acknowledging the glory of God that surrounds us. In Psalms chapter 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." In Isaiah 6:3, it says, "And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.'" When we gather to worship, we create a space where God's glory can be revealed among us. Worship is a powerful act that draws us closer to Him. It's during these moments that we can experience profound love, peace, and joy. Our hearts are united in praise as we lift His name on high. Engaging in worship brings a glimpse of heaven's glory here on earth. Let's remember the significance of worship and the way we bring glory to God as we join together in His presence. Psalm 29, verse 2 says this, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness." Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Embrace this divine love. We can show that the same love to others, reflecting God's glory in our actions and our words. Understanding His love encourages us to live generously and compassionately, glorifying Him in our relationships and communities. Together, let us be living testimonies of God's love as it shines through us. Psalm 36, verse 5 says, "Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, Your faithfulness to the skies." God's love is perhaps the brightest reflection of His glory. It is His love that led Him to send His Son for our salvation, demonstrating the depth of His compassion. God's faithfulness is a constant reminder of His glory. Throughout our lives, He remains steadfast and true, fulfilling His promises and reassuring us of His presence. When we trust His faithfulness, we can find peace no matter the circumstances we face. Each day is a gift to reflect on how God, how His glory sustains us through trials and triumphs. Let's commit to relying on God's faithfulness as we journey forward in our lives. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. God's power is a significant aspect of His glory. We can look at the mighty acts that He has performed throughout history, from creation to miracles in our present day. His power reminds us that nothing is impossible. We should hold on to His truth. God's glory manifests itself in His ability to do things that we cannot even imagine. First Chronicles, verse 29, or chapter 29, verse 11. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor for everything in heaven and earth. Experiencing God's presence is a profound aspect of understanding His glory. When we come into His presence, we encounter love, peace, and joy, feelings that can only come from Him. In times of worship and prayer, we invite His presence into our hearts. Jesus Christ, God's Son, stands as the ultimate reflection of His glory on earth. He walked among us, demonstrating the love and compassion of our Heavenly Father. In His life, death, and resurrection, we see the depths of God's grace and His mercy. The glory of Jesus is not just in His miracles, but in the way He modeled perfect love and obedience. As followers of Christ, we are called to emulate His character and proclaim this glory to the world. John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son. God's glory also shines through Scripture. When we read the Bible, we are faced with the truth of who God is and the love that He has for us. Each verse reflects His divine nature and inspires us to live according to His will. The Word of God brings light into our lives, revealing His goodness and truth. We should cherish and honor the Bible, allowing it to transform our hearts as we delve deeper into the glory of God. And the last scripture is in Psalm 119, verse 89. And it says this: Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Father. We thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for sharing Your word, Father. We thank you for the love and for the grace, the companionship that you have for us, Father. As we come up and get ready to sing our last song, Lord, we just say thank you, Father. Thank you so much for everything that you have done. Thank you for the love that you share, Father. It is but your glory, Lord. Your amazing glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.